Mr. President, members of the National Negro Business League and friends, several weeks ago, Mr. G.W. Franklin, our good friend and local president, asked me to address this convention. The subject he kindly left to me, and I decided to bring to you some thoughts on my experience on photography as a business. Gathered out of a long experience as a photographer, in the early spring of 1904, after finishing a 10-month course by means of private lessons under a professional photographer, a German, I opened the Brazelton Studio at 514 1/2 East 9th Street, this city. At that time, a Negro photographer in this town was unknown, and my entrance in the new field was a surprise to my people. Many of my friends thought it impossible to make a success with a business of this kind, but I was determined and undaunted. The experiences that I had were many, some of them humorous, some difficult of solution, and some pleasingly satisfactory. For illustration, a white photographer told me of an old colored lady coming into his studio. This was after I'd been in photographic business about 6 months and had demonstrated my ability to make colored people any color they wanted to be and still preserve their likeness. And said, "I want my picture made, but I never heard of a black man down on East 9th Street making pictures before, and I'm afraid that he will spite me." He assured her he was personally acquainted with the proprietor of the Brazelton Studio and that he would give her as good a picture as it would make her, and asked her to give me a trial. Now she left saying, "I will give him a trial, but I know he will spite me." I'm pleased to say that cases like this were rare, for I can truthfully say that I've been more than pleased with the interest and pride manifested in my business. I've been told that there is no business in the city of Chattanooga operated by a Negro that receives a large part of its entire patronage as the Brazelton Studio. I, from the beginning, have tried to meet the people more than halfway by installing a business system, modern equipment, promptness of delivery, truthfulness to customers, regular at my place of business, new ideas and efficiency. My motto, remember that the customer is always right. One that I follow myself, and one that all the employees of the Brazelton Studio must follow. I would like right here to make a special appeal to young men who are honest workers, who are undecided what field of professional business to enter, that the photographic field offers excellent opportunities. It is one field that the crust is hardly broken, a scientific and magnetic profession with quick returns on your money, an expansion as big as the man. Two, it is the one business, if you do it right, the need to have no fear of racial competition nor patronage of your own people. Photography has been such a pleasure to me that the work has never seemed hard. Night after night, I have worked at my profession into the wee hours of the morning, then catching a few hours of sleep, a bite to eat, and ready to go at it again. There is so much to always learn and so much to always do, much to achieve. Your course is never finished. I want to say here that when I decided to take up photography, I was not aware of any special talent. It was all vague, all mystery. Leaving college in my late teens, I had worked as a hotel waiter, had run a grocery store, as partner with varying degrees of success. I boasted of no special talent for photography, but I entered the field as a business, and I believe that reason has contributed largely to my success. I wanted a business that would not be stocked with credit or cramped with ethics, and after carefully looking over several fields, I decided on photography. At the beginning, I did not have extensive means, but I've seen the business grow from a small beginning to large proportion, keeping busy 4 employees and myself. I would be ungrateful if I did not mention my good wife as a factor in making my business as a photographer a success. She has worked with me from the beginning, heart and hand. We won the silver medal together on our beautiful collection of carbon prints at the Jamestown Tercentennial Exposition in 1907. In 1913, we won together a certificate on best photograph and watercolor work at the National Conservation Exposition in Knoxville, Tennessee. And now, entering my 13th year in the business, we're still working together. In conclusion, I wish to extend a personal invitation to members, friends, and visitors to visit the Brazelton Studio, now located in our new building, 513 1/2 East 9th Street. I thank you.